Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk, All Ashes, the podcast that covers all things Ashes of Creation related. And my name is Ferenczi, and I am joined by my brother Subjective.
Hype day.
So we break down all things Ashes related, conversations, information, and particularly today, dev streams. We're going to be diving into kind of a react video to the most recent developer update for July. Today is July 31st. The dev update just finished airing a couple hours ago, so we're going to dig into it. But before we do, we're kind of skipping ahead a little bit. Obviously, this is some really big news for those of you who have been following Ashes of Creation for a long time, as we have as well. But if you didn't hear it, the Alpha 2 is officially announced for October 2024, which is pretty hype. I think it just falls out of the kind of like some of the aim of what they were looking for, but that's pretty cool. October is going to be really exciting. We're obviously going to dig into some other things too. They announced there's going to be a roadmap and Q&A session with Steven happening mid-August. So kind of a mid-month developer update to the extreme, because this is going to go over a lot of the stuff that maybe we'll see in Alpha 2 or like what to expect during Alpha 2. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, we're just going to dive right into it. Like, what are your initial thoughts? Obviously, excitement, I would imagine, but like just on the Alpha 2 news and like the date, the announcement, all that good stuff.
Big news. We did get a month delay. We're in Q4 now, but that's okay. Stuff happens. It's an alpha. But if you know, watch the video today, it's looking fan freaking tastic. They had a successful test with about 1,500 Alpha 1 users they invited. They had a few issues, but it went way better than they thought, which is good. They'll probably be inviting even more people this Friday. They let slip. Steven let slip. They're chugging along here. Steven looked really happy on stream today, and he was smiling. The team. I mean, he looks proud. He looks happy. The Bard showcase was incredible. I'm not even a big Bard player, but I was even interested in it. Pretty cool things going on there. We're not going to dig like too much. We're going to dig a little into the Bard, but I mean, it was a 2-hour showcase. So
yeah,
if you're really, we're here just to break down a couple of things that maybe, you know, you want to hear our opinion on, or just maybe you missed. But yeah, it was great today.
Yeah, today was obviously super hype. I think our original predictions that we made, I don't remember which, it might have been like the quarterly update we did. I think I said August and you September, so pretty close. October, obviously not that far off from that. But yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. I will say I always have a little bit of gamer anxiety. Because, you know, I mean, I'm a big fan of a game coming out called Stalker 2, and that was supposed to release in September. And obviously there's good reasons for why they delayed. But there's always in the back of my mind, like, oh, well, what if we get to late September? And it's like, no, we got to go to December. So I will admit that is a little bit in the back of my mind, but I'm staying optimistic. I'm obviously super excited. Obviously, they must think they're pretty close by announcing a date, even if it's just like a month. Versus like a specific day. So I think it's gonna be really fun. I just can't wait to get my hands in the game and to try things out. And obviously the Bard did also look really cool too, but yeah, I can't wait. I hope it's gonna be a good smooth launch, because Alpha 2 is something I've been looking forward to for a while now.
I wouldn't bet on it being smooth, but it's an alpha. Yeah. I mean, I don't think servers will even be, they're gonna have like play testing sessions initially. I don't think servers will be open 24/7 from initial Alpha 2 launch, but I think their goal is they're going to get there eventually. But I mean, that's okay, because there's plenty of other games coming out too. Steven also addressed the question of like, did they delay it a little because maybe some other games are coming out around August and September? He said they do think about that. I mean, World of Warcraft's about to have a huge expansion drop, kicking off a 3 expansion blitz here. So, I mean, obviously, they are two different games, but still, sometimes overlap is not good. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's only a month delay. It's not a big deal.
Nah, definitely not a big deal. Honestly, I could have totally foreseen it being longer, for sure. So Just being like a month off from Q3 is really not too bad, and I'm hoping we stick to that. Again, I'm really excited, and I should have clarified. Yeah, I know Alpha, any launch where you're bringing in massive amounts of players is going to be rough. I've just come to expect this in every game at this point, because you know it's just servers and infrastructure. Server infrastructure has limitations, so I mean I'm just hoping for it to be, you know, reasonably okay, without like, you know, 10-hour queue times and stuff like that. I think we'll be okay. So I think it should
Well, Steven said there would be queues if it meant better server stability, even in Alpha.
But limited.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. And he said that for launch, too. He said he'd rather have, you know, healthy populations and small queues than 9 million servers with dead servers. So, I mean, we'll see what happens here. I feel like it's an alpha. I think you should keep your expectations in check when it comes to this. I do think, like I said, Alpha 2 is a long road, and they're going to be laying out some of that in about 2 weeks. So we'll get all the juicy details then.
Yeah, we'll definitely do a big breakdown of the roadmap Q&A and all that good stuff when he kind of digs into that in mid-August, which is really just a couple weeks away at this point. So should be a lot to dig into then. We won't belabor the point here too much. Obviously, they announced it. Obviously, it's super exciting. We're both excited. You're probably excited if you have Alpha 2 access. Or if you don't, like, it's not going to be NDA'd anymore. So you're going to get to see a ton of content, really get to see the game hands-on and everything like that. So that should be a lot of fun, even if you don't have access.
Oh, I want to bring up one thing that they mentioned that I remembered. They're going to be, like, if you don't have, they are going to be selling more Alpha 2 access, obviously. They'll be announcing that on the 16th, but they're going to be giving away keys on social media. So if you don't have access and you're interested, keep an eye out.
Yeah, definitely. If you have any interest, definitely keep an eye on that for sure. Or again, like I said, maybe you don't want to commit. I totally understand. You know, early access and early buy-in and all this stuff isn't for everybody, but again, at least you'll have a lot of stuff that you can watch and check it out for yourself and kind of see what it looks like in real time too. So that should be pretty fun. But yeah, I think we're gonna dig into really you mentioned it was a really long dev stream, and Steven kind of prompted that, and he said, well, a lot of the feedback we've been getting is like, we like the longer videos. And I agree. Like, it was kind of fun. Like, obviously they took time to showcase the Bard, with all the abilities, kind of like an ability run through, which was pretty cool to see. And we'll dig into that a little bit. But then they just went off and played the game, which I really like. To me, that's like one of the best things. Cause like whenever I'm trying to like figure out, like learn more about a game, like I just go watch like a stream. Cause I feel like that's going to be like the most, you know, authentic experience of the game. Cause when you have like a YouTube video, it can be cut up and like, you know, maybe it's more like a highlight versus then this is actually what's happening in real time. So like, I thought that was really cool where we just kind of got to see them go run off and, you know, kind of get involved. And like, I forgot the name of the place they were at. It was like some manor or house that they were checking out and like fighting in. So it was almost like a little raid type situation or party fight, which is always really cool to see. But yeah, we're gonna dig into it and really dig into the Bard. This is another archetype reveal. Right, we've seen some previous ones, you know, fighter, mage, you know, things like that. But the Bard was a little bit different, right? It was not like, it is definitely going to be much more of like a support class. And honestly, like the way that it's designed, I thought was really cool. I like the fact that it's really heavily based on group play, which is kind of interesting. Like, it does kind of make sense too if you think about it. Like, oh yeah, like the Bard, which you know you expect a Bard to be like kind of like a social, outgoing character, right? They're a musician, they're a dancer, you know, they're a poet, whatever it is, right? And they seem to work really well in groups, which I think is going to be a lot of fun to kind of see like how they can kind of, you know, make groups more dynamic or interesting based on their abilities.
Yeah, so obviously the Bard, basically, if you like grouping, the Bard is your class. Like, so they showed a lot of cool things the Bard can do. CC, like I said, you have different types of spells. You have like melodies, which are like weaker, large range auras you can sing that will like give mana back or healing, small amounts of ticks of healing to recover. And then you have dances, which are much stronger versions, kind of, but they are much like in a much smaller radius and much stronger. And there was a couple other things like songs and I forgot the other one, but because it was such a long update. But yeah, they it was a really cool play styles. Like, I especially with the almost like slide crouch they had in the game with the Bard, where you can queue up a dance and like it has a really short duration, but like you can hit a large amount more people, way more people with it if you slide while casting it, which I thought was pretty cool. What else? Yeah, I mean, they reworked the skill tree progression, another big thing, and they showed it off on the Bard, which was pretty cool. They showed off like two different like things you can do with the melodies, like you can choose a talent. They said they might bake in the overlapping melodies as baked in, but right now it's you could choose a playstyle where you can sing a melody for 20 seconds and then it stays up for 20 seconds and then you could swap so you can have two up at the same time, or you can just like have it where the longer you play a single melody the stronger it gets, which I thought was a pretty cool idea. Like if you like swapping a lot or if you just want to focus on one melody, it was a really cool little talent and new skill progression tree they showed off.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like very well, I know we were kind of like messaging back and forth about it, and like very, very skillful, right? And there's going to be a lot of decision in there too. Like, do I want to have like these overlapping abilities, which could be potentially really good, right? If you have two abilities that are kind of overlapping and maybe they're like, you know, strong, or like if you really want to go all in, like, no, I don't really want to be like swapping or overlapping these melodies. Instead, I just want to like focus in like having one melody up at a time, but they're like much potentially like, you know, quite a bit stronger. So like, you know, kind of one of those things that like you have to make a decision like on what type of build you want to be and like how you want to play the character, which I think is great. Like gives options, like people that want to really stay active and kind of like maybe try to like overlap these, you know, you're constantly probably trying to like overlap these different like buffs versus like someone who just wants to maybe play it more as like a damage character or something, and maybe they're just more focused on doing damage, so they just keep these melodies up instead. So like that's really cool. The bard seemed really interesting. Like, it's a very unique design. I know you played, I think, a bard a little bit in Dark Age of Camelot.
Minstrel.
Yeah, minstrel. Basically the same thing. But like, I couldn't really think of any too many other like classes which really, I mean, they can obviously do damage. They can heal. We saw like how their healing is. They did say like the healing is going to be more like situational, like heal over time more so versus like burst healing. Like they want the cleric to really fill that role, which is great. Like I think that's really good. You know, that way clerics aren't being kind of undermined, but hopefully like the bard can even enhance the cleric's healing, which again, so now if you have like, you know, bard with the right spec and the right songs and dances and melodies and all these different things too, like you could potentially like, you know, super boost your cleric while also providing a little bit of healing too. One of my favorite abilities I think that they mentioned, which, you know, Steven even noted like, oh yeah, this could definitely be used for trolling, was like the ability to, you could like swap I guess health, like healths, like our health, I don't know what you'd call it.
Yeah, hit points. Swap.
Yeah. So like, you know, if your tank is really low and maybe like, I don't know, you've got like a wizard in the back line or something, or like maybe it was based off your health. I don't know, but, you can like swap their hit points, which is crazy.
Yeah. So basically what this ability does was you swap your hit points for the target. So if the tank is really low and the bard's hit points is very high, the bard will give all the health to the tank and the bard will become low HP. So it's like a high risk, high reward ability. So like it's very obviously the spell ability. So if you see it, you'll see it cast and then you'll be like, oh crap, then the bard is really weak because they just swapped health. So yeah, I mean, I think it's a cool idea, like being able to just swap health pools almost kind of. It's definitely a very high skill play ability. Like, if you're going to do that, if your tank's about to die and you're going to do that, especially in PvP or something, you better be ready to run, because if those other PvPers are good, they're going to notice you got no health. So it's a really cool high risk, high reward ability, and I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I definitely picture the bard being like this, at least the view that I have based on like the abilities they have. And like they were constantly mentioning how like the bard can be used like in synergy with other classes or archetypes, truly is what we're talking about here. I'll probably say classes just out of habit, but you know, they're just like they mentioned, like, you know, there's like songs and things like that can like speed up cast times for mages, which obviously can be like a really big deal. There's, you know, ones that can replenish mana over time, right? So like they truly are like, you know, designed to enhance every other class, which I think, again, is really cool, right? Because I think that obviously makes a bard really valuable, right? If they're be able to like really have an impact on almost every class in certain situations. But I think it's going to be like a super strategic, like high level class, like, you know, somebody that's like constantly thinking about like, hey, like, what do we need to be doing, or like what's going on in this situation, right? They obviously mentioned there's going to be like they have like mobility options, right, where you can, you know, maybe you do need to run, right, so you can kind of pop like things like those and kind of get moving. And so it's really going to be like, I think, a class for somebody who, you know, is maybe almost like a group leader, like somebody who's constantly thinking about like, all right, what do we need to be doing? Or like, you know, in-game leader type situation, like somebody who's really cognizant of what's going on, you know, on the battlefield or the situation, because every, like a lot of the abilities are obviously going to be like situational and like synergistic with other, you know, characters and archetypes. So it's really going to be, I think it's going to be very high skill, but also like you really want to be conscious and like thinking about, you know, your situation and like what you need to be doing or where you need to be and things like that too.
Yeah, so I've been playing MMOs for a long time, and from what I watch, the bard definitely is one of those high skill capped, but you need very high skill cap to play. Like, there's a lot going on, like the weave in the slide dancing to pop off shields on more players. I feel like this, like I said, this is a class of that is going to be highly sought after by groups because of it. And it can, and it looks like it, like I said, support classes to me have always been like not super rewarding, especially like bard like classes in older games. But it seems like they're trying to do like crazy things with bard in this game, where it's like, oh, hey, I just did a slide dive dance that put a big shield on a lot more people than I would have normally if I just stood still, because, you know, you got that mobility and skill. So it's almost like, it's like if you could pull cool stuff off like that, it'd be very rewarding to play a support class like a bard, which really isn't really too focused on damage. They can do damage, obviously, but that's not their main focus. Their focus is just, you know, being like, hey, I'm going to heal you, I'm going to buff the crap out of you, I'm going to, you know, and then they have, and then, like, the CC, too. So, I thought that was probably the coolest thing. Just the high skill ceiling you can see there when you're doing, like, a slide with a dance to get the buff off on more people because the radius is smaller. And just little things like that are, that add to rewarding gameplay. It makes a huge difference for a kind of buffer support class.
Yeah, and it seemed really active and really engaging, too. You know, one of the things that I always worry about with like a support focused class that's not like, say, a cleric, for example, and again, I put it into like Overwatch terms just because, you know, it makes sense to me. you know, there's, you know, when you're support, you know, a lot of like supports in Overwatch, you know, they're focused on healing, right? That's a big factor, you know, similar to what a cleric's going to be doing, as well as other things, obviously rezzing, buffing, all those different things. But a character that's a lot more focused on amplifying other players is, it's a lot harder, right? Because you have to have, like, you know, that understanding of other players. Like, you have to have, like, a much better understanding of other classes, too. Like, okay, what does my mage need right now? What does my cleric need right now? You know, what does the group need right now in terms of, like, you know, weaving and, like, all these other different abilities? So I think it's going to be really fun. It sounds really engaging. It sounds really active. It doesn't just sound like, you know, kind of what I was worried about. It was going to be like, oh, like, I just play a song and then that's kind of it, and maybe I'm doing some damage or, you know, doing a little bit of CC, whatever. But it actually really sounds like, hey, like, no, you need to be like on your stuff, and like you can make a big impact based on, you know, if you're kind of staying aware and, you know, casting these songs and abilities at the right time.
Yeah, it's very like I said, I thought it would be like just a buff bot. I mean, there's classes like that in other games, right? You just sit there, you play your song while your group kills everything, and you read on your other screen or whatever. I guess back then you really couldn't, but in 2024 you definitely could. But the amount of engaging gameplay was just It was so good for a bar. Like, it made me interested, and I'm not even interested in that stuff. Like, I like DPS, right? So if it catches my attention, then you know they're doing something right. So, yeah, they also have, like I said, they also have a few other things, like songs and like story thing. They could tell, like, they could cast. It's they only implemented one of it, but they can tell three stories that give like that do something, and then you get these three debuffs. I forgot what it was called, but in this one, after you cast these three stories, you get, like, three debuffs, and then you can use it to cast this big ability, which he, like, lit the entire ground on fire, like a big dragon breathing on it. And it's just a lot of cool little engaging things with the bard. I mean, you really have to see it to believe it, like, but I feel like they took the bard in a whole crazy new direction while staying true to its roots in other games, so.
Yeah, I like how it leaned.
It was really cool.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say, I like how it leaned into kind of all the aspects of a bard. Like, sometimes with a bard, you expect, like, oh, they're just playing instruments or, you know, whatever. But, like, the fact that, like, you know, you have, like, these dancing abilities and, like, stories. And, like, so it kind of is, like, a really interesting class because it just dives into all the different things, like, that you would expect a bard to do. You know,
and you know what we forgot? The book. The book.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The book was a, like, we're talking about the bard here, but the giant book that the bard has... Hovering, they said that obviously they're gonna make it so you might be able to put it on your back and stuff, and people are like, well, that's kind of annoying having a book just sitting in front of you all the time. they're gonna fix it, don't worry, it's just alpha. But yeah, the book was really cool when he was like attacking the skeleton and you saw that, like, the pages turning and like shooting out ability. That was so freaking cool.
Yeah, that was just a really, really cool VFX for sure. And this, the bard in general, looked really cool. A lot of the abilities looked really neat. Like, the sliding was really fun to see. Some of the ability names are really good. Like, get off the stage. I thought that was, like, a top-tier named ability. Hopefully it does a little bit more pushback.
They said it was going to.
Yeah, yeah, because it looked pretty slight, but I would love to see that get some extra strength because, I mean, that's just a cool named ability I like to see.
I'm getting lost here because that stream was so long. It's like there's so much about it. Like, I'm talking about the bard, and I'm like, the book, right?
Yeah.
And then, then get off the stage. And then there was another one where you can, like, throw a tomato at them because you know how, like, you're a bard, you're an entertainer. So, like, you know, if you do bad, you could, you know, people usually throw tomatoes at you, and it, like, puts a debuff on the guy that you throw a tomato on. That was hilarious. I love how they're just leaning into all that. The animations were great. Also, I wanted to bring that up. Just like every dev stream here keeps going up and up in terms of quality, which is, it's kind of crazy for an alpha, like, in my opinion. Like, they did a new lighting system for daytime. Still needs work in progress, though, but it looked pretty good from what I saw. What else? I mean... Yeah, I guess we'll do the joke when I first saw the bard do the crouch slide kind of ability. I was like, bard of duty, because, you know, Call of Duty, you do a lot of crouch sliding.
I do love sliding in FPS games, so.
Bard of duty, let's go.
Yeah, it looks really good. You know, and I've been debating which archetype, which class I want to play, and honestly I think the bard might be too much for me. Like, there's such like a high level thing, like a high level class and a lot of intricacies, so I don't know, maybe I'm gonna, and I hope the rogue's in. I hope we get to see the rogue, because you know, rogue, ranger, like things like that. But I mean, it looks amazing. Like, I can't wait to see like some of the combinations and like synergies that a lot of players come up with the bard, because I think it's going to be, could be, has the potential to be really special, right? And like one of those things that I just think it's going to be like, oh, we got to get a bard in our group. Like, we got to get a bard in our group, which is good. Like, I think, you know, there's going to be that demand for it. So I hope a lot of people kind of, even though it's maybe not like a traditional, like almost falls beyond the traditional kind of like Trinity, you know, tank, healer, DPS, but it kind of like meshes in there, and it kind of has its own role in some regards too. And it kind of hits all those roles to a certain extent, maybe not tank. Although I think, oh gosh, I forgot his name. The guy who ended Bucky, yeah, who was playing the bard. I think at one point he was tanking unintentionally with the bard during a fight. But yeah, it's gonna be really interesting, because it just seems like a very unique class, again, maybe beyond kind of that standard Trinity that you see within like most MMO classes, but it's going to be fun. I'm excited to
also
see it.
Yeah. Also, like, I just wanted to, I was just thinking here for a second. I also wanted just to say, like, I just wanted to shout this out. It's like how the reason why, like, I'm following Ashes of Creation over the, like, I've been following them for a while, but, you know, not as intensely as now. But, like, I just wanted to say, like, seeing this Bard video today was really great because it just shows you how much Intrepid is invested, even in, like, a class like the Bard. Like, you would normally think of a Bard as, like, just a music singer, like, chilling in taverns. They're even thinking about the RP elements. And it's just, like, when I saw the gameplay today, I'm like, these are devs that are passionate about their game, right? You can say what you want about Ashes of Creation. Yeah, it's an out. It's not out yet. It won't be out for a few years. It's still an alpha, blah, 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 blah. But the amount of effort they put into making the Bard look cool and special and unique, it's not easy to do, right?
No.
Like, they took the time and energy to make this class interesting, right? They put a lot of love into the Bard. And when they think that far outside the box for classes like the Bard, which people would usually normally think is probably more simple, like classes, you know, you play songs, you buff your group, stuff like that back in the day, it just fuels my fire more, right? It's like, look at all this effort they put in the Bard. I mean, and we're only in alpha, right? I mean, like, the direction they can go from here is crazy. It's just like these classes are shaping up to be incredible, and it just keeps getting better and better each time. Yes, I am definitely hyping it up here, but I just feel like I notice these things, right? When you're watching games being developed, right, you can see the passion and love being poured into this game by Intrepid when you see the Bard stream we saw today, because I just saw so much cool stuff that kind of blew me away, and I just didn't think was possible. And it's just like, these guys are gamers, and they love the game they're making, and that's something rare these days.
No, yeah, you could tell they're very passionate about it. Like you said, like my expectations, maybe I've just been a gamer too long, and you know, this is what I expect at this point. Although I try to really stay positive, but you know, sometimes it's like, oh yeah, it'll probably just be like, you know, like you'd mentioned, like, oh, it's just gonna be like a buff bot or something like that. You know, you'll be kind of like there, maybe you'll do a little bit of damage, you'll do all this. But no, it really impressed me just in terms of, like, you know, the dedication and kind of like, I mean, in all the classes I've seen, like, I felt the same way about, you know, even though I don't want to play a fighter, like, I was like, my god, this looks really cool, like just like in terms of, like, you know, how the abilities look and how the character kind of feels. Obviously I'm not playing it, but just the way it looks and kind of feels, I think is really impressive to me. And just every class seems to feel cool, you know. And I think at the end of the day, you know, the rule of cool is, you know, kind of reigns supreme. Like, does my character feel cool? Like, do these abilities feel cool? Is it just, you know, fun? Does it, like, look enjoyable? And I feel like every time I see the game and every developer update I see, it just keeps getting better and better, and I'm just like, wow, this looks really good. These animations, like, I don't think we've ever seen, like, this level of detail and dedication to, like, some of the, like, effects and, like, some of the animations. And it's only an alpha too, so it's probably just going to keep getting better and better. And the fact that they're so, you know, they are so attentive to, like, feedback and, like, obviously implementing it and, you know, listening to it and kind of incorporating into the game, I think is really, really special for sure.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not even just saying that to be like, oh, maybe if Intrepid watches this, they'll, you know, get on my side. It's just like, I actually see it, right? I'm being honest here. I see the passion there when I saw the Bard today. Like, these, you know, they're having fun making their game. They're making a beautiful game. They're putting a lot of passion and effort into this game. And it's like I said, it's been like, it really reminds me of Vanilla WoW. I'm not, in a way, like, I have not seen this type of emergent type of gameplay. Like I said, it's hard to evolve MMOs, right? Ashes is trying to do that in some ways, but I told Ferenczi earlier today, Ashes to me kind of reminds me of the gameplay from, like, Vanilla WoW, where you had to do a lot of, like, when they did the encounters on the farm today, there was a lot of coordination. You had to do their quests like that in original WoW back then. That were great. That was one of the probably the best things about original WoW. And then you know, it's a sandbox MMO. So if you kind of like mix those two, obviously, but with more modern things, is where you kind of end up with Ashes of Creation. And I, like I said, that is almost like a perfect type of game for me, because I love the economy, sandboxiness, building towns, stuff WoW doesn't have, by the way. And now it's got really great group combat we're starting to see, synergy between classes, cool, unique classes, which original WoW had. They've kind of fallen off that cliff a little bit since original WoW, but you're really starting to see the game, you know, shine in those directions. And that's why I'm getting more hyped, because it's really starting to fill in all the little holes that a lot of other games, you know, have been missing for me. Like WoW, like modern WoW is just like, if I was going to play the new expansion coming out, I would just do delves, and that's all solo content, really. Like, when Ashes Alpha 2 comes out, it's going to be like, whoa, I get to group up and play and try out these hard quests. And, you know, it brings back that old school WoW feeling to me, but with a new, not necessarily a new shine, a new coat of paint on it, but like with the sandbox I want. I love sandbox. So I don't know. It's just so good for me anyway.
No, I agree. And I just think there's a sense of immersion, like just from what I see, like running around that world just looks so immersive, and it does bring back like those memories. And something that I, and maybe this is, you know, rose colored glasses, maybe this is because, you know, there's a lot of features now in like the modern MMO, whether it's like instance queuing or like PvP queuing and stuff, which is convenient. And maybe it'll be eye-opening to be without it, good or bad. Maybe we'll miss it, I don't know. But I do think there's something special about being a part of a massively multiplayer game, like feeling, being in that social space, like, you know, just running around and like grouping up with somebody, and not just being like, hey, let's group up so we can do this, tackle this like one boss together, or, you know, whatever it may be, but like actually like grouping up because it's beneficial, right? Like having, like, if I see a bard out in the world and we're questing, like, yeah, I might try to invite them just and like try to keep them in the group for a while, because obviously they have a lot of benefits to, you know, potentially whatever we're playing. So like, to me, that's like such a cool thing. And I just can't wait to kind of see it all unfold. And I'm really excited to see Alpha 2. Hopefully I'm not like cutting us off too soon here. We just wanted to kind of do a quick react video, but a lot of our content really is going to be up until October, kind of like, you know, content leading up to Alpha 2, and things we're going to kind of be digging in related to Alpha 2. We, you know, I'm just genuinely excited. I'm not like trying to overhype people or anything, I hope. But I'm just hyped. Like, I'm just genuinely hyped. Like, I haven't been this excited for an MMO in a long time, because it feels like any MMO that does come out is kind of like, they all feel like the same to some extent, right? They don't really feel like they're really pushing boundaries. They still feel like they're kind of like, you know, games you can play like solo, and there's not really that like combined experience. So I'm really excited to kind of dig into it. I don't know if you have anything else you wanted to add in for kind of this reaction video to the update, but yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, I kind of went on a little rant, I don't know if that's what you call a rant, but it's just like what I want from my MMO. Like,
no, I'm with you.
I want that community backed. I mean, that's all the stuff I loved back in the day. I'm a boomer, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a millennial, okay. I've been playing MMOs for 20 years. That's what I like. And yeah, we're keeping a little short today, but yeah, go, if you really want to see this and actually go watch the dev stream. And before we sign out, though, I'm gonna say one thing. Dwarf flips, okay? That's all I gotta say. Go watch the video, you'll know what I mean. It was awesome.
Yep, dwarf flips, that's all that needs to be said. But yeah, so a lot of good stuff today, a lot of excitement. I think we're both excited. Hopefully you are as well. Like I said, next week we're still kind of like thinking about it, but it's going to be something related to Alpha 2, maybe some predictions about what we expect to be in, you know, the roadmap or things we're hoping to see in the roadmap. And we'll just kind of play around with the idea a little bit. If you have any ideas or suggestions, definitely let us know. Of course, we're available on YouTube. If you want to listen there, subscribe, like, comment, all those wonderful things. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Join our Discord as well. Check that out in the description. Obviously, if you're listening on a podcast service, leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you have to say as well. But yeah, I think we're going to leave it there just on an exciting note. And we're going to see you next week. So get ready.
See you next week.